بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, I have been blessed with very good friends. One of them is Sheikh Tamur Mirza Abu Rashid from California. And he sent me some very thought-provoking things which I'd like to share with you. Yesterday he sent me a note which said that he spoke to another friend of his on a very long phone call. He says 97 minutes on a phone call. I hope he wasn't holding the phone to his ear because his brain would have been cooked by then. And he says what they talked about, and this is the benefit and beauty of having good friends. I mean, he's a good friend to me, and alhamdulillah, whoever spoke to him was a good friend to him. Because he said that the talk was about the definition of dhikr. And his friend pointed out to him that dhikr is not simply saying subhanallah 33 times and so on and so forth. But the real dhikr should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that we take some time out during the day and night for some minutes, 5 to 10 minutes maybe, or maybe more, in solitude, and think about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We focus and think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks about us. We don't know that for sure, but we can think about that. And we think about what we will tell Allah, or how we will answer Allah when we meet Him. And some time out to just think about who Allah is and what really do the names of Allah mean to me in my life. Not just the meaning of the names of Allah. You know, Ar-Rahman means the peak of mercy, the most merciful, at the peak of mercy. But how does that apply to me? What does it mean to me in my life? What is the reflection of Ar-Rahman in my life? And also think about how do you treat Allah's rules in your life. So this is the message that I got from my dear friend and brother, Taimur Mirza. Hafiz of Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and look after him and take care of him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us to give us good friends who are a source of of great benefit for us, inshallah. Now, what I want to share with you is that it so happened that nothing is a coincidence, of course. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by the will and izn of Allah. But yesterday, for me also, there was a interesting experience. Somebody who asked me for some advice, I don't know this person personally, I've never met him or anything, but some days ago or a couple of weeks ago, this person who is on my feed in LinkedIn, he asked me for some advice. A young man who's developed some product, as a result of which he is looks like he is perhaps poised to be a very good and important startup, where he can he's got some powerful customers, he's got some government potential government contracts. Looks like he's poised to set off. So he asked me for some advice and so on, and I gave him some advice. And then he asked me, what is your advice about going about this thing? So I told him, make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a partner in your business. And this is what I generally tell people. I say, make Allah your partner. Because partner, what does partner mean? Partner means somebody who will help you in every possible way. Because the partner has a stake in your success. Now, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any stake in anything. Allah owns everything. But the point I'm saying is, you know, that's the whole idea of partner. A partner is not your... That's the reason why taking a loan from a bank and paying interest on it. Of course, apart from being haram, the bankers will tell you, we will partner you. They're not partnering you. They're just sucking you dry, because the bank does not take your loss if you have a loss. If you come to the bank one day and say that, you know, this month I cannot pay the interest because the business is not doing well, the bank won't say, oh, no problem. You know, after all, we are partners. No way. You pay your you pay the interest. I mean, sell your wife's jewelry, sell yourself. So banks cannot be partners. Partners, we are talking about those who are with you ups and downs. Now, the benefit of having a very wealthy and powerful partner is that there is no down, you know, inshallah. There is no down because the partner has the strength to take care of the slack, whatever happens. If I need money, the partner's got money. I've got this, you know, trillionaire, billionaire as my partner. So if I'm running short of funds, if I need some working capital, no problem. You know, you've got a blank check. So I said to him, make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a partner in your business. He asked me, what percentage of partnership should I give to Allah? I said, whatever is in your mind, whatever is in your heart, ask your heart, whatever comes to you. So he said to me, I'll do that, but please, please tell me, what do you think is appropriate? So I told him, as far as I'm concerned, any partnership with anybody, I would say, equal partnership. So 50-50, right? You own 50% of the business Allah owns, and you own 50%. He said, okay. And then he went away. Then, yesterday, he sent me a mail saying, I'm having difficulty with this. Now, remember, he is... he hasn't even started, right? He hasn't even started. The business hasn't even started. There is, it's going nowhere, right? I mean, it's not even begun. But he tells me, he said, I'm thinking about this, but this is 50% of my profit to share with Allah. This is tough. So what do you say? So I said to him, I said, Alhamdulillah, I find your message very strange, because for somebody, I said, because Allah owns you already. Allah owns you. Allah owns all that talent and knowledge which enabled you to get this business, to start this business in the first place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns and knows what is going to happen to this business going forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything you have, and to Him is your return. And you are saying you have difficulty sharing 50% of your profit with Allah? I said, I find this extremely strange. And I said, as far as I can see, this is shaitan. This is your nafs, which is coming in the way, and you are falling into this trap. So I said, then you asked me for my advice, what I think you should do. I said, I think you should forget about the partnership with Allah. Don't worry about it. Allah doesn't need it. Allah does not need your partnership, because Allah does not need anything. So, Assalamu alaikum. Then he wrote back to me and he said, I actually wrote to you to get myself motivated. And Jazakallah, you motivated me. So, I'm going to go back and do the same thing, which is 50% partnership with Allah. So, I wrote back to him and I said that if you really want success in life, if you really want to succeed in life, then make one rule for yourself, and that is that you will never tell lies to yourself. I said to him, you are lying. You did not write to me to get motivated, right? I'm more than happy to give you a kick in the butt, but you didn't write for that. You wrote because this was your doubt. And now you feel bad because I responded the way I responded. So you want to escape, or you want to find a loophole by saying, no, I really didn't mean that. I was only trying to motivate myself. I said, stop fooling yourself. Right? Stop fooling yourself. Stop lying to yourself. I said, you have not fooled me, and obviously you cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I said, do whatever you want. you don't want to make Allah a partner, goodbye. Assalamu alaikum. I say, I'm not advocating on behalf of Allah. I'm not some agent for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes no difference to me. You asked me what you should do. I told you what I believe sincerely in my heart, what you should do. It's up to you. Do whatever you like. Now, alhamdulillah, the brother, may Allah bless him, Allah gave him a good heart. Because immediately he wrote back to me. He said, Sheikh, you are right. I am sorry. I said what I said, and I'm sorry I then wrote this thing. I was, in fact, lying to myself, and I have now, this has opened my eyes, and alhamdulillah for opening my eyes. So I gave him a lot of dua and all that, alhamdulillah, and he deserves all the dua, and all of you guys also make dua for him, inshallah. May Allah grant him great success. We want to see good Muslim business people, good Muslim administrators, good Muslim politicians, good Muslim heads of state, good Muslims in powerful and wealthy positions, because they can do a lot. But the whole point of being a Muslim in a position of power and authority and wealth is to remain Muslim, is to continue to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to continue to work, keeping in mind the fact that one day we will meet Allah. And that is why I was very happy to get the message that my dear friend Sheikh Taimur sent me. And I thought, let me put these two together for today's further reminder. More about that, inshallah, tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.